Patton for the court.
You keep your seat.
Thomas Patton is reaching out for land.
Remove that man.
You're hearing lies. Lies! I have evidence for the court, I tell you.
Mr.
Go into the courtroom there, Mr. Hale, and demand my speech. They'll be hanging my wife, Martha.
How do you dare come roaring into this court? Are you gone daft,
Corey? You're not a Boston judge yet, Hawthorne. You'll not call me daft.
Show some respect for the deputy governor, Corey.
Who is this man?
Giles Corey, sir, and of more contentious...
am asked the question, Mr. Patterson. I am old enough to answer it. My name is Corey, sir. Giles Corey. I have 600 acres and timber in addition. It is my wife. You'd be condemned
there
now.
And how do you imagine to help her cause with such contemptuous riot? Now be gone.
They'd be telling lies about my wife,
sir. Take it upon yourself to determine what this court shall believe and what it shall set aside.
No, Your Excellency, we mean no disrespect.
Disrespect, indeed. It is disruption, mister. This is the highest court of the supreme government of this province. Do you know it?
Your Excellency, I only said she were reading books, sir.
Books?
And they come and take her out of my house. It is my third wife, sir. I never had no wife that be so taken with books, and I thought to find the cause of it, you see. But it were no witch I blamed her for. I have broke charity with the woman. I have broke charity with her.
Excellency, he claims hard evidence for his wife's defense. I think in all justice...
Then let him submit his evidence in proper affidavit. You are certainly aware of our procedure here, Mr. Hale. Clear this room.
We are desperate, sir. We come here 3 days now and cannot be heard.
Who is this man?
Francis Nurse, Your Excellency.
His wife, Rebecca, that were condemned this morning.
I am amazed to find you in such uproar. I have only good report of your character.
I think they must both be arrested in contempt, sir.
Write safely and in due time...
Excellency, we have proof for your eyes. God forbid you shut them to it. The girls, sir. The girls are frauds. We have proof of it, sir. They are all deceiving you.
This is contempt, sir. Contempt.
Peace, Judge Hathorne. Do you know who I am, Mr. Nurse?
I surely do, sir, and I think you must be a wise judge
and
to be what you are.
And do you know that near to 400 are in the jails from Marblehead to Lynn and upon my signature?
I know
and
that
72 you're... condemned to hang by that signature?
Excellency, I never thought to say it to such a weighty judge, but you are deceived.
Mary Warren. What are you about here?
She would speak with the deputy governor.
Who is this?
John Proctor, sir. Elizabeth Proctor is my wife.
Beware this man, Your Excellency. This man is mischief.
I think you must hear the girl,
Peace.
Sir.
What would you tell us, Mary Warren?
She never saw no spirit, sir.
Never saw no spirits.
She has signed a deposition,
no,
sir.
No, I accept no depositions. Tell me, Mr. Proctor... Have you given out this story in the village?
We have not.
They've come to overthrow the court, sir.
I pray you, Mr. Harris. Do you know, Mr. Proctor, that the entire contention of the state in these trials is that the voice of heaven is speaking through the children?
I know that, sir.
And you, Mary Warren? How came you to cry out people for sending their spirits against you?
It were pretense, sir.
I cannot hear you.
It were pretense, you said, sir.
Ah. And the other girls, Susanna Walcott and the others, they are also pretending...
Sir.
Indeed.
Excellency, you surely cannot think to let so vile a lie be spread in his
indeed
court.
Indeed not, but it strike hard upon me that she will dare come here with such a tale. Now, Mr. Proctor, before I decide whether I shall hear you or not, it is my duty to tell you this. We burn a hot fire here. It melts down all concealment.
I know that,
let
sir.
Let me continue. I understand well a husband's tenderness may drive him to extravagance in defense of a wife. Are you certain in your conscience, mister, that your evidence is the truth?
It is, and you will surely know it.
And you thought to declare this revelation in the open court before the public?
I thought I would, aye. With your permission.
Now, sir, what is your purpose in so doing?
Why, I would free my wife, sir.
There lurks nowhere in your heart, nor hidden in your spirit, any desire to undermine this court.
Why, no, sir.
Your Excellency.
Mr. Cheever.
I think it be my duty, sir. You'll not deny it, John. When we come to take his wife... He damned the court and ripped your warrant.
He did that, Mr. Hale.
Aye, he did.
It were a temper, sir. I knew not what I did.
He plow on Sunday,
plow
sir.
Plow on Sunday?
I think it be evidence, John. I am an official of the court. I cannot keep...
I have once or twice plowed on Sunday. I have three children, sir, and until last year my land gave little...
Your Honor, I cannot think you may judge the man on such evidence.
I judge nothing. I tell you straight, mister... I have seen marvels in this court. I have seen people choked before my eyes by spirits. I have seen them stuck by pins and slashed by daggers. I have until this moment not the slightest reason to suspect that the children may be deceiving me. Do you understand my meaning?
Excellency, does it not strike upon you that so many of these women have lived so long with such upright reputation?
You read the gospel, Mr. Carter.
I read the gospel.
I think not. For you should surely know that Cain were an upright man, and yet he did kill Abel.
Aye, God tells us that. But who tells us Rebecca Nares murdered 7 babies by sending out her spirit on them? It is the children only, and this one, Mary Warren, will swear she lied to
us.
Judge Hathorn.
Aye, Excellency.
Mr. Proctor, this morning your wife sent me a claim in which she states that she is pregnant.
My wife pregnant?
There be no sign of it. We have examined her body.
If she says she is pregnant, then she must be. That woman will never lie, Mr. Danforth.
She will not.
Never, sir, never.
We have thought it too convenient to be credited. However, if I should tell you now that I will let her be kept another month, and if she begin to show her natural signs, you shall have her living yet another year until she is delivered. What say you to that?
John.
Come, man. You say your only purpose is to save your wife. Good, then she is saved at least a year, and a year is long. What say you, sir? It is done now. Will you drop this charge?
I think I cannot.
Then your purpose is somewhat larger.
He's come to overthrow this court, Your Honor.
Giles Corey and Francis Nurse are my friends. Their wives are also accused.
Not, sir. I am ready to hear your evidence. Now, what depositions do you have for us, Mr. Proctor? And I beg you be clear, open as the sky, and honest.
Well, I am no lawyer, sir, so I'll...
The pure in heart need no lawyers. Proceed as you will.
Will you read this first, sir? It's a sort of testament. The people signing it declare their good opinion of Rebecca and my wife and Martha Corey. They are all landholding farmers, members of the church. And if you'll notice, sir, they've known the women many years and never saw no sign they had dealings with the devil.
How many names are here?
91, Your Excellency.
These people should be summoned.
Oh.
For questioning.
Mr. Danforth, I gave them all my word no harm would come to them for signing this.
This is a clear attack upon the court.
Is every defense an attack upon the court?
All innocent. Christian people are happy for the courts in Salem. These people are gloomy for it. And I think you will want to know from each and every one of them what discontents them
it
with you.
It is not necessarily
these are
an attack,
covenanted
I think.
Christians,
then
sir.
I am sure, Mr. Nurse, they may have nothing to fear. Mr. Cheever.
Yes.
Have warrants drawn for all these.
No.
Arrest for examination.
You have brought trouble on these
no,
people.
No, old man, you have not hurt these people if they are of good conscience. But you must understand, sir, that a person is either with this court or he must be counted against it. There be no road between. This is a sharp time now, a precise time. We live no longer in the dusky afternoon when evil mixed itself with good and befuddled the world. Now, by God's grace, the shining sun is up, and them that fear not light will surely praise it. I hope you will be none of those. Now, Mr. Proctor, what other information do you have for us?
John, my deposition, give him mine.
Aye. This is Mr. Corey's deposition.
Oh.
What lawyer drew this, Corey?
You know, I never hired a lawyer in my life, Hathorn.
It is very well phrased. My compliments. Mr. Parris, if Mr. Putnam is in the court, will you bring him in?
Very good, sir.
You have no legal training, Mr. Corey.
I have the best, sir. I am 23 times in court in my life and always plaintiff,
too. Oh, then you are much put upon.
I am never put upon. I know my rights, sir, and I will have them. You know, your father tried a case of mine, might be 35 years ago, I think.
Indeed.
He never spoke to you of it.
No, I cannot recall it.
That's strange. He gave me £9 damages. He were a fair judge, your father. You see, I had a white mare that time, and this fellow come to borrow the mare. Mr. Putnam, sir. There he is.
Mr. Putnam? I have here an accusation by Mr. Corey against you. He states that you coldly prompted your daughter Ruth to cry witchery upon George Jacobs that is now in jail.
It is a lie.
Mr. Putnam states your charge is a lie. What say you to that?
A fart on Thomas Putnam, that is what I say
Corey,
to that.
What proof do you submit for your charge?
My
sir?
Proof is there on the deposition. If Jacobs hangs for a witch, he forfeit up his property. That's law.
Easy,
and there is none but Putnam with the coin to buy so great a piece. This man is killing his neighbors for their land.
But,
I have it from an honest man who heard Putnam say it. The day his daughter cried out on Jacobs, he said she's giving him a fair gift of land.
And the name of this man?
What name?
The man that gave you this information.
But I cannot give you his name.
And why not?
You know well why not. He'll lay in jail if I give you his name.
This is contempt of the court,
Mr.
Danforth.
You will surely tell us the name.
No, I will not give you no name. I mention my wife's name once and I'll burn in hell long enough for that. I stand mute.
In that case, I have no choice but to arrest you for contempt of this court. Do you know that?
This is a hearing. You cannot clap me for contempt of a hearing.
Oh, it is a proper lawyer. Do you wish me to declare the court in full session here, or will you give me a good reply?
I cannot. I cannot give you no name, sir. I cannot.
You are a foolish old man. Mr. Cheever, begin the record. The court is now in session. I ask
Mr. Your Honor, he has the story in confidence, sir, and he cannot...
The devil lives on such confidences. Without confidences, there could be no conspiracy, Your Honor.
I think it must be broken,
old
sir.
Old man, if your informant tells the truth, let him come here openly like a decent man. But if he hide in anonymity, I must know why. Now, sir, the government and central church demand of you the name of him who reported Mr. Thomas Putnam a common
Excellency,
murderer. Mr. Hale...
We cannot blink it more. There is a prodigious fear of this court in the
then
country.
Then there is a prodigious guilt in the country. Are you afraid to be questioned here?
I may only fear the Lord, sir. But there is fear in the country, nevertheless.
Approach me not with a fear in the country. There is fear in the country because there is a moving plot to topple Christ in the country.
But it does not follow that everyone accused is part of it.
No uncorrupted man may fear this court, Mr. Hale, none. Giles Corey... You are under arrest in contempt of this court. Now sit you down and take counsel with yourself, or you will be set in the jail until you decide to answer all questions.
I'll cut your throat, Putnam. I'll kill you.
Peace, Giles, peace. We'll prove ourselves. Now we will.
Say nothing more, John. Governor Danforth means to hang us all.
This is a court of law, mister. I'll have no effrontery here.
Forgive him, sir. Forgive him for his old age. Peace, Giles. We'll prove it all now. You cannot weep, Mary. Remember the angel, what he said to the boy. Hold to it now. There is your rock. This is Mary Warren's deposition. And I would ask you to remember, sir, while you read it, that until 2 weeks ago, she were no different than the other children are today. You saw her scream. She howled. She swore. Familiar spirits choked her. She even testified that Satan, in the form of women now in jail, tried to win her soul away. And then when she refused... She swears now that she never saw Satan nor any spirit, vague or clear, that Satan may have sent to hurt her. And she declares her friends are lying now.
Excellency, a moment. I think this goes to the heart of the matter.
It surely does, Mr. Hale.
I cannot say he is an honest man. I know him little. But in all justice, sir, a claim so weighty cannot be argued by a farmer. In God's name, sir, stop here. Send him home. Let him come again with a lawyer.
Now, look you, Mr. Hale.
Excellency, I assign 72 death warrants. I am minister of the Lord. And I dare not take a life without there be a proof so immaculate... No slightest qualm of conscience may doubt it.
Mr. Hale, you surely do not doubt my justice.
I have this morning signed away the soul of Rebecca Nurse, Your Honor. I'll not conceal it. My hand shakes yet as with a wound. I pray you, sir. This argument let lawyers present to you.
Mr. Hale, believe me, for a man of such terrible learning, you are most bewildered. I hope you will forgive me. I have been 32 years at the bar, sir, and I should be confounded were I called upon to defend these people. Let you consider now, and I bid you all do likewise. In an ordinary crime, how does one defend the accused? One calls up the witness to prove his innocence. But witchcraft is ipso facto on its face and by its nature an invisible crime, is it not? Therefore, who may possibly be witness to it? The witch and the victim, none other. Now, we cannot hope the witch will accuse herself, granted. Therefore, we must rely upon her victims, and they do testify. The children certainly testify. As for witches, none will deny that we are most eager for their confessions. Therefore, what is left for a lawyer to bring out? I think I have made my point, have I not?
But this child claims the girls are not truthful.
That is precisely what I am about to consider, sir. What more may you ask of me? Unless you doubt my probity.
I surely do not, sir. Let you consider it, then.
And let you put your heart to rest. Her deposition, Mr. Proctor.
Here you are, sir.
I should like to question...
Mr. Parris, I bid you be silent. Mr. Cheever, will you go into the court and bring the children here?
Yes, sir.
Mary Warren, how come you to this turnabout? Has Mr. Proctor threatened you for this deposition?
No, sir.
Has he ever threatened you?
No, sir.
Has he threatened you?
No,
then you,
sir,
tell me that you sat in my court callously lying. Answer me.
I did.
How were you instructed in your life? Do you not know that God damns all liars? Or is it now that you lie?
No, sir. I am with God
You
now.
Are with God now.
Yes, sir.
I will tell you this. You are either lying now or you were lying in the court, and in either case you have committed perjury and you will go to jail for it. You cannot lightly say you lied, Mary. Do you know that?
I cannot lie no more. I'm with God. I am with God.
Here are the girls, sir. Susanna Walcott, Mercy Lewis, Betty Parris, and Abigail Williams. Ruth Putnam is not in the court, sir, nor the other children.
These will be sufficient. Sit you down, children. Your friend, Mary Warren, has given us a deposition in which she swears that she never saw familiar spirits, apparitions, nor any manifest of the devil. She claims as well that none of you have seen these things either. Now, children, this is a court of law. The law based upon the Bible and the Bible writ by Almighty God forbid the practice of witchcraft and describe death as the penalty thereof. But likewise, children, the law and Bible damn all bearers of false witness. Now then, it does not escape me that this deposition may be devised to blind us. It may well be that Mary Warren has been conquered by Satan, who sends her here to distract our sacred purpose. If so, her neck will break for it. But if she speak true, I bid you now drop your guile and confess your pretense, for a quick confession will go easier with you. Abigail Williams, rise. Is there any truth in this?
No, sir.
But children, a very auger bit will now be turned into your souls until your honesty is proved. Will either of you change your positions now, or do you force me to hard questioning?
I have not to change, sir. She lies.
No.
You would still go on with this, Mary Warren?
Aye, sir.
A poppet were discovered in Mr. Proctor's house, stabbed by a needle. Mary Warren claims that you sat beside her in the court when she made it, and that you saw her make it and witnessed how she herself stuck her needle into it for safekeeping. What say you to that?
It is a lie, sir.
While you worked for Mr. Proctor, did you see poppets in that house?
Goody Proctor always kept poppets.
Your Honor, my wife never kept no poppets. Mary Warren confesses it were her poppet. Mr. Danforth, what profit this girl to turn herself about? What may Mary Warren gain but hard questioning and words?
You are charging Abigail Williams with a marvelous cool plot to murder. Do you understand that?
I do, sir. I believe she means to murder.
This child would murder your
it
wife.
It is not a child. Now hear me, sir. In the sight of the congregation, she were twice this year put out of the meeting house for laughter during
What's
prayer.
What's this laughter during...
Excellency, she were under Tituba's power at that time, but she is solemn now.
Aye, she is solemn and goes to hang.
Quiet, man.
Surely it have no bearing in the question, sir. He charges contemplation of murder.
Aye. Continue, Mr. Proctor.
Mary... Now, tell the governor how you danced in the woods.
Excellency, since I come to Salem, this man is blackening my name.
In a moment, sir. What is this dancing?
Mr. Proctor.
Abigail leads the girls to the woods. Your Honor, they have danced. They're naked.
Oh, Your Honor, this is...
Mr. Perris discovered them himself in the dead of night. There's the child she is.
Mr. Parris.
I can only say, sir, that I never found any of them naked, and this
but
man is
But you discovered them dancing in the woods.
Excellency. When I first arrived from Beverly, Mr. Parris told me that.
Do you deny it, Mr. Parris?
I do not, sir, but I never saw any of them naked.
But she have danced.
Aye, sir. Excellency, will you permit me?
Pray proceed.
You say you never saw no spirits, Mary? Were never threatened or afflicted by any manifest of the devil or the devil's agents? And yet, when people accused of witchery confronted you in court, you would faint, saying their spirits came out of their bodies and choked you.
I cannot hear you.
Pretense.
But you did turn cold, did you not? I myself picked you up many times and your skin were icy. Mr. Danforth,
I saw that many times.
She only pretended to faint, Your Excellency. They're all marvelous pretenders.
Then can't she pretend to faint now?
Why not?
Now?
There are no spirits attacking her, for none in this room is accused of witchcraft. So let her turn herself cold now. Let her pretend she is attacked now. Let her faint. Faint.
Faint.
Aye, faint. Prove to us that you pretended in the court so many times.
I cannot faint now, sir.
Mary, can you not pretend it?
I have no sense of it.
Why,
now.
What is lacking now?
I can't
Might it be
tell,
that
sir.
Here we have no afflicting spirit loose, but in the court there
I
were some?
I never saw no spirits.
Then see no spirits now and prove to us that you can faint by your own will, as you claim.
I cannot do it.
Oh, then you will confess, will you not? It were attacking spirits made you faint.
No, sir.
Oh, Your Excellency, this is a trick to blind the court.
It's not a trick. I used to faint because I thought I saw spirits.
Thought you saw them?
But I did not, Your Honor.
How could you think you saw them unless you saw them?
I, I cannot tell how, but I did. I heard the other girls screaming. Your Honor, you seemed to believe them. And it were only Spart in the beginning, sir. And then the whole world cried, spirits, spirits. And I promise you, Mr. Danforth, I only thought I saw them, but I did not.
Surely your excellency is not taken in by this simple lie.
Abigail, I bid you now search your heart and tell me this, and beware of it, child. To God, every soul is precious, and his vengeance is terrible on them that take life without cause. Is it possible, child, that the spirits you have seen are illusion only, some deception that may force your mind?
This is a base question, sir.
Child, I would have you consider it.
I have been hurt, Mr. Danforth. I have seen my blood running out. I have been near to murdered every day because I done my duty pointing out the devil's people. And this is my reward. To be mistrusted,
child,
denied,
child,
questioned like a
wretch.
You beware, Mr. Danforth. Think you to be so mighty that the power of hell may not turn your wits? Beware of it. There is...
What is it, child?
I know not. A wind. A cold wind has come.
Eleanor, I'm free.
Child.
They're pretending. She is cold, Your Honor. Touch her.
Mary, do you send the shadow
Lord,
on me?
God, save me.
I freeze.
There's a wind.
Abby.
Mary Warren, do you witch her? I say to you, do you send your spirit out?
Let me go, Mr. I cannot.
Oh, Heavenly Father, take away the
shadow. How do you call heaven whore?
Man, what do you...
It is a whore!
Charge.
Mr. Danforth, he is lying.
Mark her. Now she'll suck a screen to stab me with.
This will not pass.
I have known her, sir. I have known her.
God.
John.
You are a lecher.
John.
You cannot say such
Francis, things. Francis, I wish you could have some evil in you that you might know me. A man will not cast away his good name. You surely know that.
In what time? In what place?
In the proper place, where my beasts are bedded. On the last night of my joy, some 8 months past, she used to serve me in the house, sir. A man may think God sleeps, but God sees everything. I know it now. I beg you, sir, I beg you. See her what she is. My wife, my dear good wife, took this girl soon after, sir, and put her out on the high road. And being what she is, a lump of vanity, sir. Excellency, forgive me, forgive me. She thinks to dance with me on my wife's grave, and well she might, for I thought of her softly. God help me, I lusted. And there is a promise in such sweat, but it is a whore's vengeance, and you must see it. I set myself entirely in your hands. I know you must see it now.
Abigail Williams, you deny every scrap and tittle of this.
If I must answer that, I will leave and I will not come back again.
I have made a bell of my honor. I have rung the doom of my good name. You will believe me, Mr. Danforth. My wife is innocent.
Mr. Parris, go into the court and bring Goodwife Proctor out.
Your Honor, this is all...
Bring her out and tell her not one word of what's been spoken here. And let you knock before you enter. Now we shall touch the bottom of this swamp. Your wife, you say, is an honest woman.
In her life, sir, she have never lied. There are them that cannot sing and them that cannot weep. My wife cannot lie. I have paid much to learn it, sir.
And when she put this girl out of your house, she put her out for a harlot.
Aye, sir.
And knew her for a harlot.
Aye, sir, she knew her for a harlot.
Good then. And if she tell me, Abigail, it were for harlotry, may God spread his mercy on you. Hold! Turn your backs, both of you. Now let neither of you turn to face Goody Proctor. No one in this room is to speak a word or raise a gesture, aye or nay. Enter. Mr. Cheever, report this testimony in all exactness.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Come here, woman. Look at me only, not at your husband. In my eyes only.
Good, sir.
We are given to understand that at one time you dismissed your servant, Abigail Williams.
That is true, sir.
For what cause did you dismiss her? Why did you dismiss Abigail Williams?
Well, she dissatisfied me and my husband.
In what way dissatisfied you?
she were...
Woman, look at me. Was she slovenly, lazy? What disturbance did she cause?
Your Honor, I... In that time, I were sick, and I... My husband is a good and righteous man. He is never drunk as some are, nor wasting his time at the shovel board, but always at his work. But in my sickness, you see, sir, I were a long time sick after my last baby. And I thought I saw my husband somewhat turning from me. And this girl...
Look at me.
Yes, sir. Abigail Williams.
What of Abigail Williams?
I came to think he fancied her. And so one night I lost my wits, I think, and put her out on the high road.
Your husband, did he indeed turn from you?
My husband is a goodly man,
then
sir.
He did not turn from you. Look at me. To your own knowledge, has John Proctor ever committed the crime of lechery? Answer my question. Is your husband a lecher?
No, sir.
Remove her, Marshal.
Elizabeth!
She has spoken, remove her.
Tell the truth! Elizabeth, I have confessed it!
Oh, God!
She only thought to save my name.
Excellency, it is a natural lie to tell. I beg you, stop now, before another is condemned. I may shut my conscience to it no more. Private vengeance is working through this testimony. From the beginning, this man has struck me true by my oath to heaven. I believe him now. And I
she
pray you, call back his
wife. And this man has lied.
I believe him. This girl has always struck me false. She was always... What is it, child?
I was not!
Why are you looking up at the...
Because, I say...
Child. Girls, why do you...
It's on the beam, behind
where?
The water. Why? Why do you come here, a bird?
Where's the bird? I see no bird.
My face?
Mr. Hale!
Be quiet!
Mr. Hale, do you see a bird?
But God made my face. You cannot want to tear my face. Envy is a deadly sin, Mary. Oh, Mary, this is a black art to change your shape. No, I cannot. I cannot stop my mouth. It's God's work. I do.
Please,
Mary, don't be dark.
Oh, she's stretching her claws.
Lies!
Mary, please don't hurt me.
I'm not hurting
her. Why does she see this vision?
She sees nothing.
Abby, you mustn't.
Abby, you mustn't.
I'm here.
Mary, won't draw back your spirit out of them.
Mr. Danforth.
Have you compacted with the devil, have you?
Never.
Why can they only repeat you?
Give me a whip. I'll stop it.
They're spotting me.
Stop it.
A while ago you were afflicted. Now it seems you afflict others. Where did you find this power?
I have no power.
They're gulling you, mister.
Why did you turn these past 2 weeks? You have seen the devil, have you not?
You cannot believe them.
Mary.
God damns all liars.
You have seen the devil. You have compacted with Lucifer.
God damns liars, Mary.
I cannot hear you. What do you say? You will confess yourself or you will hang.
Mary.
Do you know who I am? I say you will hang if you do not open with me.
Mary, remember the angel Raphael. Do that which is good.
Wings are spreading. Mary, please don't.
I see nothing, Your Honor.
Do you confess this power? Speak.
She's going to come down.
Do you
she's
speak?
I cannot.
We'll cast the devil out, look him in the face, trample him, and we'll save you, Mary. Only stand fast against him.
Look out! She's coming down!
Mary!
Tell the governor what they...
Don't touch me!
Mary!
Somebody is a devil!
Mary!
You're the devil's man!
Mary!
Oh, praise God!
What's wrong with you?
He bid you do the devil's work.
The proctor come at me by night and every day to sign.
Sign what?
The devil's book?
My
he
name,
come with the book?
You worry, my name. Yeah. I'm only yours, he says. If my wife hangs, we must go and offer for the court, he says. He wake me every night. His eyes are like coals and his fingers' claws are on my neck. And I sign,
Excellency, this child's gone wild.
Mary!
No, I love God. I go your way no more. I love God. I never hurt you.
What are you, proctor? You are combined with Antichrist, are you not? I have seen your power. You will not deny it. What say you, Mr.
Excellency?
I will have nothing from you, Mr. Hale. Will you confess yourself befouled with hell, or do you keep that black allegiance yet? What say you?
I say God is dead.
Hear it!
A fire
is burning. I hear the boot of Lucifer. I see his filthy face. And it is my face and yours, Danforth. For them that quail to bring men out of their ignorance, at least I have quailed. And as you quail now, when you know in all your black heart that this be fraud, God damns our kind especially, and we will burn together.
Marshal, take him and Corey with him to the jail.
I denounce these proceedings.
You are pulling heaven down and raising of a whore.
I quit this court, Mr. Hale.
I quit this court.
Mr. Hale!
Beside the still waters, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Goody good, sentenced to hang.
Tituba, sentenced to hang. Bridget Bishop, sentenced to hang. Goody Osborne, sentenced to hang. Goody Bibber, sentenced to hang. Goody Booth, sentenced to hang. Isaac Ward, sentenced to hang.
Devil, take me home. Devil, take me home.
Good morning, Excellency. Judge Athol, Mr. Chief.
Mr. Parris asked to see us. Where is he?
I'll fetch him.
Marshal Herrick, when did Reverend Hale arrive?
It was toward midnight, I think.
What is he about here?
He goes among them that will hang, sir, and he prays with them. He sits with Goody Nurse now, and Mr. Parris with him.
Indeed. That man have no authority to enter here, Marshal. Why have you let him in?
Why, Mr. Parris commanded me, sir. I cannot deny him.
Are you drunk, Marshal?
No, sir. It is a bitter night, and I have no fire here.
Fetch Mr. Parris.
Aye, sir.
There is a prodigious stench in the cell.
I have only now cleared the prisoners out for you.
What prisoners?
Tituba and Zeragood.
Beware hard drink, Marshal.
Aye, sir.
Let you question Hale, Excellency. I should not be surprised he have been preaching in Andover lately.
We'll come to that, Hathorn. Speak nothing of Andover.
Parris prays with him. That's strange.
Excellency, I wonder if it'd be wise to let Mr. Parris so continuously with the prisoners. I think sometimes the man has a mad look these days.
Mad?
I met him yesterday morning coming out of his house, and I bid him good morning. And he wept and went his way. I think it is not well that the village sees him so unsteady.
Perhaps he has some sorrow.
I think it be the cows, sir.
Cows, Mr. Cheever?
There be so many cows wandering the high roads now that the masters are in the jails, and much disagreement as to who they will belong to now. I know Mr. Parris be arguing with farmers all yesterday. There is great contention, sir, about the cows. And contention make him weep, sir. It were always a man that weep for contention.
Oh, good morning, sir. Thank you for coming. I beg your pardon waking you so early. Good morning, Judge.
Reverend Hale have no right to enter this prison.
You leave him alone with the prisoners?
What's his business here?
Excellency, hear me. It's a providence. Reverend Hale has returned to bring Rebecca Nurse to God.
He bids her confess.
Hear me. Rebecca have not given me a word this 3 months since she came. Now she sits with him and her sister and Martha Corey and two or three others, and he pleads with them, confess their crimes.
Why,
and save their lives.
This is indeed a providence.
Aye.
And they soften, they soften.
Well, not yet, not yet. But I thought to summon you, sir, that we might not think on whether it be not wise to, I thought to put a question, sir, and I hope you will
Mr.
not...
Mr. Parris, be plain. What troubled you?
There is news, sir, that the court must reckon with. My niece, I believe she's vanished.
Vanished?
Oh, I'd thought to advise you what earlier.
Why, how long has she been gone?
This be the third night. She and Mercy Lewis are both gone.
I will send a party for them. Where may they be?
Excellency, I think they be aboard a ship.
A ship?
My daughter tells me how she heard them speaking of ships last week, and tonight I discover my strong box is broken into.
She have robbed you.
£31 is gone. I'm penniless.
Mr. Parris, you are a brainless man.
Excellency, it profit nothing you should blame me. I cannot think they would run up, except they fear to keep in Salem any more.
Ah.
Mark it, sir. Abigail had close knowledge of the town, and since the news of Andover has broken
here... Andover is remedied. The court returns there on Friday and will resume examination.
I'm sure of it, sir, but the rumor here speaks rebellion
there
in Andover.
There is no rebellion in Andover.
I tell you what is spoken here, sir. Andover have thrown out the court, they say, and will have no part of witchcraft. There be a faction here feeding on that newt. And I tell you true, sir, I fear there will be a riot here.
Riot? Why, at every execution I have seen naught but high satisfaction
Judge
in the town.
Judge Hathorn, it were another sort that hanged till now. Rebecca Nurse is no Bridget that lived 3 years with Bishop before she married him. John Proctor is not Isaac Ward that drank his family to ruin. I would to God it were not so, Excellency, that these people have great weight yet in the town. Let Rebecca stand upon the gibbet and send up some righteous prayer, and I fear she'll wake a vengeance on
Excellency,
you.
Excellency, she's a condemned witch.
Pray
the
you...
court have... How do you propose that, Mr. Parris?
Excellency, I would postpone these hangings
there
for a while.
There will be no postponement.
Now Mr. Hale has returned, there is hope, I think. For if he bring even one of these to God, That confession surely damns the others in the public eye, and none may doubt any more that they're all linked to hell. This way, unconfessed and claiming innocence, doubts are multiplied, and honest people will weep for them, and our good purposes lost in their tears. It cannot be forgot, sir, that when I summoned the congregation for John Proctor's excommunication, there were hardly 30 people come to hear it. Now, that speaker discontent,
I think... There will be no postponement. Now, sir, which of the condemned, in your opinion, may be brought to God? I will myself strive with him till dawn.
There's not sufficient time
till dawn. I shall do my utmost. Which of them do you have hope for?
Excellency, a dagger.
What do you say?
Tonight, when I open my door to leave my house, a dagger clattered to the ground. Oh. You cannot hang this sort. There is danger for me. I dare not step out at night.
Reverend Hale, sir.
Accept my congratulations, Reverend Hale. We are gladdened to see you return to your good work.
They will not budge.
You misunderstand me, sir. I cannot pardon these when 12 are already hanged for the same crime. It is not just.
Rebecca,
the sun will rise in a few minutes.
Now hear me and beguile yourself no more. I will not receive a single plea for pardon or postponement. Them that will not confess will hang. 12 are already executed. The names of these 7 are given out, and the village expects to see them die this morning. Postponement now speaks of floundering on my part. Reprieve or pardon must cast doubt upon the guilt of them that died till now. While I speak God's law, I will not crack its voice with whimpering. If retaliation is your fear, know this. I should hang 10,000 that dared to rise against the law, and an ocean of salt tears could not melt the resolution of the statutes. Now, draw yourselves up like men and help me as you are bound by heaven to do. Have you spoken with them all, Mr. Hale?
All. All but Proctor. He is in the dungeon.
What's Proctor's way now, Marshal?
He sits like some great bird. You'd not know he lived, except he will take food from time to time.
His wife... His wife must be well on with child now.
She is, sir.
What think you, Mr. Paris? Huh? You have a closer knowledge of this man. Might her presence soften him?
It is possible, sir. He have not laid eyes on her these 3 months. I should summon her.
Is he yet adamant? Has he struck at you again, Marshal?
He cannot, sir. He is chained to the wall.
Fetch Goody Proctor to me. Then let you bring him up.
Excellency. Aye, Excellency, if you postpone a week and publish to the town that you are striving for their confessions, that speak mercy on your part.
Mr.
Not faltering.
Hale, as God have not empowered me like Joshua to stop this sun from rising, so I cannot withhold from them the perfection of their punishment.
If you think God wills you to raise rebellion, Mr. Danforth, you are mistaken.
You have heard rebellion spoken in the town.
Excellency, there are orphans wandering from house to house. Abandoned cattle bellow on the high roads. The stink of rotting crops hangs everywhere. And no man knows when the harlot's cry will end his life. And you wonder yet if rebellion spoke. Better yet, you should marvel how they do not burn your province.
Mr. Hale, have you preached in Andover this month?
Thank God they have no need of me in Andover.
You baffle me, sir. Why have you returned here?
Why, it is all so simple. I come to do the devil's work. I come to counsel Christians. They should belie themselves. There is blood on my head. Can you not see the blood on my head?
Mr. Hale.
Shh, hush.
Remove her chains, Marshal.
Aye, sir.
Goody Proctor. I hope you are hearty.
I am yet 6 months before my time.
Pray you be at your ease. We come not for your life. We... Mr. Hale, will you speak with the woman?
Goody Proctor. Your husband is marked to hang this morning.
I have heard it.
You know, do you not, that I have no connection with the court? I come of my own, Goody Proctor. I would save your husband's life, for if he is taken, I count myself his murderer. Do you understand me?
What do you want of me?
Goody Proctor, I have gone this 3 months, like our Lord, into the wilderness. I have sought a Christian way. For damnation's doubled on a minister who counsels men to lie.
It is no lie.
It is a lie. They are innocent.
Speak of lies.
Let you not mistake your duty, as I mistook my own. I came into this village like a bridegroom to his beloved, bearing gifts of high religion. The very crowns of holy law I brought, and what I touched with my bright confidence, it died. And where I turned the eye of my great faith, blood flowed up. Beware, Goody Proctor. Cleave to no faith when faith brings blood. It is mistaken law that leads you to sacrifice. Life, woman, life is God's most precious gift. No principle, however glorious, may justify the taking of it. I beg you, woman, prevail upon your husband to confess. Let him give his lie. Quail not before God's judgment in this, for it may well be God damns a liar less than he that throws his life away for pride. Will you plead with him? I cannot think he will listen to another.
I think this be the devil's argument.
Woman, before the laws of God, we are as swine. We cannot read his will.
I cannot dispute with you, sir. I lack learning
for it. Proctor, you are not summoned here for disputation. Be there no wifely tenderness within you. He will die with the sunrise. Your husband. Do you understand it? What say you? Will you contend with him? Are you stone? I tell you true, woman, had I no other proof of your unnatural life, your dry eyes now would be sufficient evidence that you delivered up your soul to hell. A very ape would weep for such calamity. Have the devil dried up every tear of pity in you? Take her out. It profit nothing she should speak to him.
Let me speak with him, Excellency.
Oh, he'll strive
for you.
Will
you plead with him? Will you plead for his confession, or will you not?
I promise nothing. Let me speak with him.
John Proctor, Your Excellency.
Pray, leave them, Excellency.
Mr. Proctor, you have been notified, have you not? I see light in the sky, Mr. Let you counsel with your wife, and may God help you turn your back on hell.
Come, gentlemen.
Like a cup of cider, Mr. Proctor. I'm sure I...
The child.
It grows.
There is no word of the boy.
Oh, they will. Rebecca Samuel keeps them.
You have not seen them?
No, I have not.
You are... You are a marvel, Elizabeth.
You have been tortured.
They come for my life now.
I know it.
None have yet confessed.
Oh, there be many confessed.
Who are they?
There be 100 or more, they say. Goody Ballard is one. Is he a good kind is one? There be many.
Rebecca?
No, not Rebecca. She's 1 foot in heaven now. Naught can hurt her more.
And Giles?
You've not heard it.
I hear nothing where I am kept.
Giles is dead.
Dead? Oh. When were he hanged?
Oh, he were not hanged. He would not answer aye or nay to his indictment, for if he denied the charge, they'd hang him surely and auction out his property. So he stand mute and died Christian under the law. And so his sons will have his farm. It is the law. For he could not be condemned and wizard without he answer to the indictment, aye or nay.
Then how does he die?
Oh, they press him, John.
Press?
Great stones they lay upon his chest until he plead, aye or nay. They say he give them but 2 words. Huh. More weight, he says, and died.
More weight?
We're a fearsome man, Giles Gore.
I have been thinking that I would confess to them. Elizabeth, what say you? What say you if I give them that?
I cannot judge you, John.
What
would you have me do?
As you will, I would have it. I want you living, John, that's sure.
Giles' wife, have she confessed?
Oh, she will not.
It is a pretense, Elizabeth.
What is?
I cannot mount the gibbet like a saint. It is a fraud. I am not that man. My honesty is broke, Elizabeth. I am no good man.
Oh, John.
Nothing spoiled by giving in this lie that were not rotten long before.
And yet you've not confessed till now. That speak goodness in you.
Spite only keeps me silent. It is hard to give a lie to dogs. I would have your forgiveness, Elizabeth.
It is not for me to give, John.
I'd have you see some honesty in it. Let them that never lie die now to keep their souls. It is pretense for me. A vanity that will not blind God nor keep my children out of the wind. What say you?
It come to naught that I should forgive you if you will not forgive yourself. It is not my soul, John, it is yours. Only be sure of this, for I know it now. Whatever you will do, it is a good man, doesn't it? I have read my heart this 3 months, John. I have sins of my own to count. It needs a cold wife to prompt lechery.
Enough, enough!
Oh, better, you should
know. I will not hear it. I know you.
You take my sins upon you, John.
No, I take my own. My own!
John, I counted myself so plain, so poorly made. No honest love could come to me. Suspicion kissed you when I did. I never knew how I should say my love. It were a cold house I kept.
What say you, Proctor? The sun is soon up.
Do what you will, John. But let none be your judge. Let me no higher judge under heaven than Proctor is. Forgive me. Forgive me, John. I never knew such goodness in the world.
I want my life.
Confess yourself.
I will have my life.
God be praised, it is a providence. He will confess.
Why do you cry it? It is evil, is it not, Elizabeth? It is evil.
I cannot judge you, John, I cannot.
Then who will judge me? God in heaven, what is John Proctor? What is John Proctor? I think it is honest, I think so. I am no saint. Let Rebecca go like a saint. For me, it is fraud.
I am not your judge. It cannot be. Do as you will.
Would you?
Do as you will.
Elizabeth, would you give them such a lie? Say it. Would you ever give them this?
John.
You would not. If tongs of fire were singeing you, you would not. It is evil. Good that it is evil, and I do it.
Praise the God who shall be blessed in heaven for this. Now then, let us have it. Are you ready, Mr. Cheever?
I have ink, paper, and pen.
Why must it be written?
Why, the good instruction of the village, mister. This we shall post upon the church door. Now then, mister, will you speak slowly and directly to the point for Mr. Cheever's sake? Mr. Proctor, have you seen the devil in your life? Come, man, there is light in the sky. The town waits at the scaffold. I would give out this news. Did you see the devil?
I did.
And when he come to you, what were his demand? Did he bid you do his work upon the earth?
He did.
And you bound yourself to his service?
Rebecca Nurse, Your Excellency.
Come in, woman.
Ah, John. You are well, then.
Let you witness this man's good example that you may come to God yourself. Now hear it, goody nurse. Say on, Mr. Proctor. Did you bind yourself to the devil's service?
Why, John.
I did.
Now, woman, you surely see it profit nothing to keep this conspiracy any further. Will you confess yourself with him?
John, God send his mercy on you.
I say, will you confess yourself, goody nurse?
Why, it's a lie. It's a lie. How may I damn myself? I cannot, I cannot.
Mr. Proctor, when the devil came to you, did you see Rebecca Nurse in his company? Come, man, take courage. Did you ever see her with the devil?
No.
Did you ever see her sister Mary Easty with the devil?
No, I did not.
Did you ever see Martha Corey with the devil?
No, I did not.
Did you ever see anyone with the devil?
I did not.
Proctor, you mistake me. I am not empowered to trade your life for a lie. You have most certainly seen some person with the devil.
Mr. Proctor, a score of people have already testified they saw Goody Nurse with the devil.
Then it is proved. Why must I say it?
Why must you say it? Why, you should rejoice to say it if your soul is truly purged of any love for hell.
They think to go like saints. I like not to spoil their names.
Mr. Proctor, do you think they go like saints?
This woman never thought she'd done the devil's work.
Look, you, sir, I think you mistake your duty here. It matters nothing what she thought. She is convicted of the unnatural murder of children, and you for sending your spirit out upon Mary Warren. Your soul alone is the issue here, mister, and you will prove its whiteness, or you cannot live in a Christian country. Will you tell me what persons conspired with you in the devil's company? To your knowledge, was Rebecca Nurse
ever... I speak
ever...
my own sins. I cannot judge another. I have no tongue for it.
Excellency, it is enough. He confess himself. Let him sign it. Let him sign it.
It is a great service, sir. It is a weighty name. It will strike the village that Proctor confess. I beg you, let him sign it. The sun is up, Excellency.
Come, then, sign your testimony. Give it to him, Mr. Cheever. Come, man, sign it.
You have all witnessed it. It is enough.
You will not sign
it. You have all witnessed it. What more is needed?
Do you sport with me? You will sign your name, or it is no confession, mister.
Oh, praise be to the Lord. He has signed.
The paper, if you please, sir.
No.
Mr. Proctor, I must
have... No, I have signed it. You have seen me. It is done. You have no need for this.
Proctor, the village must have...
Damn the village! I confess to God, and God has seen my name on this. It is enough.
No, sir, it is not...
You came to save my soul, did you not? Here, I have confessed myself. It is enough. I have confessed myself! Is there no good penitence but it be public? God does not need my name nailed upon the church. God sees my name, and God knows how black my sins are. It is enough. You will not use me. I am no Sarah Good or Tituba. I am John Proctor. You will not use me. It is no part of salvation that you should use me.
I do not wish to use you, Mr. Proctor.
I have three children. How may I teach them to walk like men in the world? And I sold my friends.
You have not sold your friends.
Beguile me not. I blacken all of them when this is nailed to the church the very day they hang for silence.
Mr. Proctor, I must have good and legal proof.
You are the High Court. Your word is good enough. Tell them I confess myself. Say Proctor broke his knees and wept like a woman. Say what you will, but my name cannot...
It is the same, is it not, if I report it or you sign it?
No, it is not the same. What others say and what I sign to is not the same.
Why? Do you mean to deny this confession when you are free?
I mean to deny nothing.
Then explain to me, Mr. Proctor, why you will not...
Because it is my name! Because I cannot have another in my life! Because I lie and sign myself to lies! Because I am not worth the dust on the feet of them that hang. How may I live without my name? I have given you my soul. Leave me my name.
Is that document in your hand a lie? If it is a lie, I will not accept it. What say you? I will not deal in lies, mister. You will give me your honest confession in my hand, or I cannot keep you from the rope. Which way do you go, mister?
Proctor!
Proctor! Proctor!
You cannot!
I can't. And there is your first marvel that I can. You have made your magic now, for I do think I see some shred of goodness in John Proctor. Not enough to weave a banner with, but white enough to keep it from such dogs. Give them no tears, Elizabeth. Tears pleasure them. Show honor now. Show a stony heart and sink them with it.
Let you fear nothing, Elizabeth. Another judgment waits us all.
Take Goody Nurse and Proctor Marshall. Hang them high over the town. Who weeps for these? Weeps for corruption.
I've had no breakfast, John.
Give me your hand, Rebecca. Lean on me.
Come, man. Rebecca, come.
Oh,
Go to him, Goody Proctor. There is yet time. Go to him. Oh, Proctor! Proctor!
Plead with him, woman. It is pride. It is vanity. Be his helper. What profit him to bleed? Shall the dust praise him? Shall the worms declare his truth? Go to him. Take his shame away.
He have his goodness now. God forbid I take it from him.
Shortly after John Proctor was hanged, the Reverend Parris walked out of Salem and was never heard of again. 4 years later, Elizabeth Proctor remarried, and legend has it that Abigail Williams turned to prostitution. 20 years after the last hanging, the government awarded compensation to the victims still living and to the families of the dead. However, some people were still unwilling to admit their total guilt. The town was still divided into factions, for some of those compensated by the government were not victims at all, but informers. The cast in this production was, in order of appearance, Reverend Parris, Michael York, Tituba, Judy Ann Elder, Abigail Williams, Madeline Smith, Susanna Walcott, Anne Hearn, Anne Putnam, Marion Mercer, Thomas Putnam, Ed Begley Jr., Mercy Lewis, Irina Ranger, Mary Warren, Carol Kane, Betty Parris, Anna Sophie Loewenberg, John Proctor, Stacy Keach, Giles Corey, Hector Elizondo, Rebecca Nurse, Georgia Brown, Reverend Hale, Richard Dreyfuss, Elizabeth Proctor, Fanula Flanagan, Francis Nurse, Joe Spano, Deputy Governor Danforth, René Aubergenois, Judge Hathorne, Franklin Seals, Herrick, Jack Coleman. LA Classic Theatre Works. Susan Albert Loewenberg and Judith Aubergenois, co-producers. Los Angeles coordinator was John McNally, assisted by Sylvia Kalmans. The technical director, Steve Barker. Recording facilities provided by BBAT Productions. The recording engineer, Jeff Sykes. Editing and mixing, Tom Strother. Stage management, Richard Eisner. Spot effects, Eric Myers. Production associate, Jacqueline Delorier. The producers were Martin Jenkins and Jerry Jones, and The Crucible was directed by Martin Jenkins. The production was recorded at the Culver Studios in Culver City, California.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.